Today, we'll be talking about the first module in soil lesson. Soil is a substance which makes up the surface of the earth. Soil is an important natural resource. Plants need soil to grow. Microscopic organisms such as bacteria, fungi, microscopic algae and protozoa live in the soil. Soil beetles, soil mites, earthworms, nematode, millipede, ants and termites also live in the soil. Soil is essential for growth of land plant. Without soil, we cannot obtain products from crops and trees. Soil is also used as a raw material for making bricks, mortar, pottery, toys and other material. Clay is used in making pot. This soil is porous. That means it allows water from river, stream and rain to percolate through its porous body. Soil absorbs substantial amount of the rainfall and reduces floods. Thus, soil is one of the most important natural resources available to us. It plays a vital role in sustaining life on the earth. So it becomes essential for us to conserve it. So to talk about first, how the soil is formed. The soil is the uppermost layer of the earth's surface and it is formed by the breakdown of rocks over thousands of years by a process called weathering. It actually involves two important processes. In the first process, the big rock particles you can find, they are broken down with various factors as air, water, temperature and humidity. And this large piece of rock, after being broken by weathering, they are transported by strong wind, rain, streams and rivers. This piece of rock keeps on rubbing against each other during transportation and they break into finer sand particle. In the second process, what happens is the particles which are formed by weathering of rock and then microorganism, algae, insect which are growing in the soil, when they die, they are decomposed by microbe. And the decomposed organic matter forms a dark product called humus, which gets mixed with the soil. So that's about how the soil is formed. Now we'll go further to talk about soil profile. Soil profile is a vertical section of soil showing its different layers or horizons. Soil is made up of number of layers and each distinct layer of soil is called a soil horizon. The main horizons of the soil are three. These layers are named as A, B and C. Each layer of soil profile differs in their texture, color, depth and chemical composition. Horizon A is a top soil. It is the uppermost layer. The soil is made up of sand, slurt, clay and pebble. It is rich in humus. It is a fertile layer of the soil. Horizon A supports plant. This layer consists of minerals, water, humus, which are necessary for the plant growth. The second layer, called the B horizon, is more compact and they are harder than the topsoil. This layer consists mainly sand, silt and clay. This layer contains very little organic matter, but it is rich in soluble mineral and iron oxide. Below the B or subsoil is the infertile zone, that means they don't have humus at all, which contain partially weathered rock with lot of cracks and crevices. the layer which is below sea horizon, it's called as the bedrock. In this bedrock, you can find that only hard rocks are there, which provides base to the other three layers. Now we'll be talking about the composition of the soil. So if you look at the soil, they are composed of four main components. They contain the clay or sand, which is a parent material. They contain water. They also contain air in between the pore particle, and also they contain organic matter. The mixture of rock particle and humus is called as a soil, and this soil is classified on the basis of the proportion of the particles of various sizes. Accordingly, we have three types of soil. The first type of soil is called sandy soil. As the word indicates, it contains large coarse particle which we call sand. Sand grains form large spaces between the particle, which makes sandy soil very porous and it cannot hold water for a long time. This soil is mainly found in places with warm climate, such as desert and marshy area. The second type of soil is called as the clayey soil. It contains large amount of clay particle. That is why it is called clayey soil. The soil particle have very little air spaces between them. But this clay soil is rich in mineral, many of which are used by plant. Clay soil is very dense and less porous. As a result, clay soil gets easily waterlogged during the rainy season, reducing the availability of air between the soil particle, making the soil infertile. Paddy and cotton grow well in clayey soil. The third type of soil is called as loamy soil. The soil with a mixture of humus, sand and clay is called a loam or loamy soil. It contains equal amount of sand and silt and lesser amount of clay. The soil is well aerated and also contains a lot of organic matter. So it supports a rich variety of soil organism which keeps the soil fertile. Loamy soil has good water holding capacity. It holds enough air for respiration of microbes, insect and roots of plant, and it is fit for cultivation. It is used to grow vegetables, onion, garlic, pulses, wheat and maize. Silty soil. Silt particles are smaller than sand but much larger than clay particle. It remains moist for a long time and it does not get waterlogged. It is used to grow vegetables, fruit-bearing trees and pulses. The kind of mineral present in the soil, the acidity and alkalinity of the soil and the humus are the factors that play an important role in the growth of crop, which we'll be seeing in the second part. Thank you.